It's a family business, father and son, husband and wife. The Kone family imports and sells cement. The son, Suleiman Kone, says the March 2012 military coup cut business in half almost immediately.
The investors pulled out, so all the big construction jobs were halted. And on the local level, those with money are not spending it.
His father, Abdul Kader, says things are looking up.
Work is going to start again and things will get better. I am so happy the election went well and the candidates kept the tension down.
Mali's economy had been on a slow but steady ascent since the 1990s. It declined for the first time in 2012, a contraction of 1.2%. That wasn't as bad as it could have been. The gold and cotton sectors in the south were relatively untouched, but tourism took a major hit. And the occupation of the north hurt trade and agriculture, heightening chronic food shortages. Farming, fishing, and forestry are nearly half of Mali's gross domestic product. Economist Yunusa Maiga says an influx of foreign aid will help. But this new government must also attract investors. And to do that, it must tackle pervasive corruption.
This corruption is government agents embezzling state resources. It's small time. You've got traffic police taking a few dollars from drivers all day long. It's people being forced to pay for free public services. There's large-scale organized corruption when it comes to awarding government contracts and the whole process of spending state funds. All of this forces business owners to pay when they shouldn't have to.
For now, shop owners around Bamako, like Adama Mariko, say they are just trying to hang on.
I'm here the whole day and I sell nothing.
Still, the shelves of this electronics shop are mostly empty.
No one outside the country would give credit to Malian merchants because with the war and the rebellion, nobody knew we'd be there to repay. And you can't do business without credit.
Job creation is a major priority. Work is scarce for the 300,000 young people who hit the job market every year. However, economists say presidents don't create jobs. Investment and economic growth do. And look, VOA News, Bamako.